And hello again. This is Vance McCarthy with another in our series of executive conversations about what's happening at this year's IBM Impact 2010 SOA and BPM conference. And for this conversation, I'm joined by Nancy Pearson, IBM Vice President for BPM, SOA, and WebSphere Marketing. Nancy, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Vance. Thanks.
You know, one of the things I think that's so compelling about this year's Impact is that you've been really focused on driving both IT and business content. Give us an overview of what you think is most compelling about IT and business attendees for Impact.
Sure. Well, each year we try to continue to innovate and embellish what we learn from clients in terms of their interest area and really what's important to them and the roles that they play within their companies in order for them to be successful. So, in fact, one of the important things about the Impact 2010 conference this year is that it's the premier conference for business and IT leaders. And we have expectation of over 5,000 attendees. And we've crafted an agenda and speakers to really support that. So we've significantly elevated a focus on our business track. And this year we have Forbes magazine sponsoring our business program. There are a number of sessions that we have targeted to business leaders. And at the same time, we're still going to be offering the terrific quality and array of content that we have around our technology program. We've got over 400 sessions there with a wide array of success stories, client speakers, education, lectures, workshops, and hands-on labs. So we're really looking at the combination of the content that we know is important to our business leaders and content that continues to be important to our technology audience. And in most cases, our technology audience is also looking to embellish their skills to understand and contribute more from a business perspective. So we think it's a winning agenda.
And as a matter of fact, the topics are compelling, but the speakers that deliver about the topics also are pretty powerful.
We wanted to make sure that we had the right mix of client speakers, analysts, thought leaders, technical experts, people from academia. We've got Harvard Business Professor Rosabeth Moss Cantor. She's going to be one of our general session speakers, and she's going to be talking really about the role that corporations play in society, linking that to our Smarter Planet initiative. She's also the author of Supercorp. You're probably familiar with that book. It's very popular on the bestseller list. And then, in addition, we've got a business anchor woman, Carrie Lee. She's going to be talking about what she's witnessed and demonstrated from a business trends perspective. She's interviewed a lot of corporate leaders around the world, understands what's happening in that space, and she can very nicely tie that to our agenda. And then Raymond Kurzweil, a futurist and inventor, again, looking at the right mix of thought leadership, technology, and hands-on experience in really delivering value, as well as from a business perspective, that array of real engagement with key clients. We've got a number of customer speakers from Visa, from Ford, CyberSource. You see some of them mentioned here, and terrific business partner sponsors as well. And then a cadre of IBM speakers in all of our fields, all the way from senior-level executives to our what we call our technology rock stars. So I'm really excited about the right mix of speakers that we have, and again, apply to the right content in terms of our technology track and our business track.
And I see you also haven't neglected the ability to kind of let my hair down after I've taken in all this good content. You've got some great entertainment lined up, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, we really do have an intense agenda for our clients and our audience, so it's really nice to be able to provide a little bit of entertainment throughout, mixed in with this great content. So we've got comedian Frank Caliendo, an illusionist Marco Tempest, and we've been able to check out some of their acts, and it'll be a lot of fun. We've also got music and some bands and all kinds of things that I think our audience will find exciting and inspiring.
Sounds like a great mix of work and play at the show.
Exactly.
You know, one thing that you mentioned in the setup for this conversation is that Forbes is co-sponsoring some content and a program at Impact this year. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, the idea behind having Forbes sponsor the Business Leadership Forum really came from the thought that in order to really grow and inspire people from a business perspective, we need the right mix of internal and external speakers. And so we have Rich Karlsgaard from Forbes, who is the editor, and he's going to be able to bring a great perspective in terms of innovation and business and really the ability around transformation in today's business environment. Then we've got our internal speaker, Bridget Krangeligen, and she's going to be talking on the topic of IBM transformation to a globally integrated enterprise. A lot of our clients are very interested in how IBM has been able to change their business. She'll be able to deliver that information, and it's a very inspiring story. At the same time, you know, really understanding the trends that are going on out in the marketplace is really key. And very important is the individual sessions that we're offering and support. Over 70 dedicated business sessions, everything from how to leverage global market initiatives to what it takes to become a globally integrated enterprise, how to work on skills, how to inspire workers, all kinds of topics, as well as panel discussions with key leaders in terms of certain businesses and industries. So we think this is really going to add a lot to the agenda. And Forbes will also help us bring in some new clients and be able to expand out into different industries.
And, you know, the other presenter aspect of this, we've had a chance to talk to Rob High from inside IBM, a distinguished engineer, about the technical content. You've also gone outside to your customers and other leaders to bring technical discussions, right?
Absolutely. Our technical program has always been extremely strong. And again, what we do is we try to bring the right mix of speakers and clients to demonstrate our portfolio, demonstrate how the technology is applied in various industries and businesses. We've got Faisal Hoag, who is the CEO of BTM Corporation. We do a lot of work with them on the assessment components of business process management. We've also got Michael Hugos, who's a mentor and an author, going to be talking about new business models and how, you know, that can be applied to social computing. Cloud's a hot topic. We continue to bring in outside speakers as well as leverage our internal experts from a technology perspective. And it's really the combination of both of those things that makes it interesting and powerful and really gives our audience the right dimension in terms of how you apply this technology and why is it important. And also, where are we going? What's the future directions?
And the other dimension to this year's impact, Nancy, is that you focused a lot of your content on helping attendees really come away with an industry-specific solution or perspective just for their particular industry. Talk a little bit about that aspect.
Yeah, this is one of the areas that I'm most excited about. So from an industry perspective, first of all, we engage the best and the brightest across IBM. We have a number of sector organizations internally, and we've engaged those general managers to really partner with us, and many of them are hosting our executive roundtables. We offer, you know, 8 industry roundtables, and again, these are hosted small groups of clients and business partners, and they're able to talk to some key experts around how are others applying technology, what are some of the pain points that they're experiencing, and what does IBM have to help them. Oftentimes, you know, there's a focus there on industry solutions and our industry frameworks. We've also incorporated into our demonstration center and our show floor an industry zone, which will really cover a complete IBM story. We'll link to Smarter Planet, demonstrate how we apply our frameworks to really being able to help clients very quickly apply technology that we've demonstrated in other industries to their business. And there's a number of interactive industry scenarios, again, very heavily focused on the practical application of this technology, not just technology for technology's sake. So we have also a number of business track sessions and technology track sessions that are very specific to the key industries that will be delivered by customer speakers. Examples would be BMW, Bank of America, AT&T, Airbus, Kaiser Permanente, you know, across the gamut of industries. And then also we have executive lounges in formal areas where there can be whiteboarding discussions, there can be demonstrations, as well as, you know, the ability to sit around and talk to a small group of people, really in that kind of a networking environment. Our Smarter Planet effort is very industry-oriented, so we thought it was really important to continue to make that linkage and provide the right forums for people to have those discussions. We've got a very wide variety of client speakers, over 250 top client speakers that really support both the technology as well as the business track across multiple industries.
And this theme of making technology and business theory really practical for the attendee extends even to the exhibitor community.
That's right. So you'll see in our solution showcase that we have industry zone, we've got a cloud zone, we have a Z zone, and then we also have lots of different partners across the different areas of technology. So, all of this combined offers that rich experience for our attendees. And as I mentioned before, we've got over 55 business partners that will be showcasing their ability to deliver solutions and services that support IBM's portfolio across hardware, software, and services. We have an exhibitor solution showcase. We have a product and technology center with 25 open labs, tech zones, product demos, networking, ability there in terms of an informal environment and hands-on training. And the other thing is inspiring the audience to come to this event. We've also provided a lot of flexibility in terms of having a two-day pass for those who we know may only be able to come for a couple of days, whether they be senior-level, functional line of business execs who can't afford to be, out of the office. They might only be able to attend, 2 days of our business track. And then there may be another attendee who wants to pick and choose a couple of days that are really more beneficial to them. So we think that this flexibility is also going to enable us to bring more clients to the event. The two-day pass is $950, and the full conference pass is $2,150. So there's flexibility there, again, depending upon your needs. At the same time, if a company wants to bring multiple employees from the same company, we have something called the company pass. So there's a premier level of 35 passes, and there's a price associated with that, as well as a standard level all the way down to 5 passes. But, there's all kinds of really great opportunities for clients to be able to attend Impact 2010. And we've really tried to build that into the flexibility of, the passes as well as the content, as well as the different forums within the event, like the industry zone, the cloud zone, the technology product center. So there's a lot going on. It's a very rich event. And, again, we've taken the best from previous Impact events, and then we've embellished it and innovated based on feedback from our clients and from our sales teams, from our key executives. So we're really excited about the agenda that we've put together, and we're seeing terrific momentum. The enrollments continue to skyrocket, so we're really pleased with what we've seen so far.
Well, and you should be, Nancy, because it seems like you've really done an awful lot of work, you and many of your IBM colleagues, to make sure that folks that come to Impact are not simply attendees. They're part of an IBM collaborative environment.
Yeah, we think so.
Nancy Pearson, IBM Vice President for BPM, SOA, and Webster Marketing, thanks very much for the tour. And I see that we're going to leave some links up for getting in touch with the Impact website for more information and to register. Thanks again.
Thanks. And Vance, we also have some great podcasts coming up. We've got Dave Wilson and Devi Gupta's podcast. We've got Craig Heyman, our general manager, IBM Application Integration Middleware. So there's more for you to see, and I thank you very much for spending the time with us today.
My pleasure.